Welcome to this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. 150 years ago, the United States remained embroiled in the Civil War. To mark the sesquicentennial, the Special Collections Research Center at SIU's Morris Library is showcasing a collection of letters, correspondence between a Union soldier from Southern Illinois and his wife. The library's Aaron Lysik and Judy Simpson provide an insightful peek into our past through the letters from Liberty in this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders.
Nancy Clendenin Mann lived in a town called Liberty on the Mississippi River in Randolph County, 30 miles from Carbondale. Her husband John Mann joined the 5th Illinois Cavalry in the fall of 1861. Nancy's letters to John over the next 3 years give a vivid picture of life in Southern Illinois during the Civil War. In February 1862, a fight broke out in Liberty between Unionists and Confederate supporters, called Secessors after the secession of the Southern states.
We had a battle on a small scale in town yesterday. The Union men gained a complete victory. Some secessors came up from the bottom, armed with revolvers and knives. They flourished their arms on the street and hurrahed for Jeff Davis. That was more than some of the flesh and blood could bear, so they surrounded the enemy opposite George Walter's store, ran them into the store, and charged upon them not with bayonets, but with stones. Here the battle was terrific. It appears cruel to beat men so, but this hurrahing for Jeff Davis has caused great trouble, not only in this little town, but all over the United States. It must be stopped. It should have been stopped long ago.
Confederate soldiers captured at Fort Donelson, Tennessee, were sent by steamboat up the Mississippi River to prisoner of war camps at Alton, Illinois, and further north. Nancy and her daughters watched from their window.
My eyes are so tired with looking through the spyglass at rebel prisoners that I can scarcely see to write. They are clad in dirty-looking garments of various colors. They have no uniformity of dress. They do not have overcoats, but wear blankets with a hole in the center through which they put their head. This gives them a very slovenly appearance. The blankets are some red, some striped, some white, the dirtiest things you ever saw.
Nancy devoted part of nearly every letter to keeping John connected to his four daughters. Here she writes about Grace, not quite 2 years old.
Well, now we will talk of these little folks. We will begin with this red-headed baby. Well, Pa, I have grown some since you left last March. I can talk and play and fight a little, but then Mom whips me a little so I can't enjoy fighting. Ma let me fall out of bed last night. Your rooster has declared war against me. Every time I go out in the yard for a stroll, he comes charging at me. He has knocked me down 3 times and spurred my arm and neck. If he persists in his course, Ma will have to send him to Dixie. Signed, Grace.
The war seemed close at hand to those in Liberty. Nancy heard cannon fire from battles across the river in Missouri, and there were more fistfights in town.
We ladies here have been consulting together to adopt some course to pursue in case of an attack from guerrillas. There is but few men here, and they are not armed, so I think that they had better leave town to save themselves and let the women and children take care of themselves as best they can. Perhaps the men would not wait to be told to leave.
John had been away for a year, and the war showed no sign of ending soon. Nancy worried.
I fear you will become estranged from us. If you should be permitted to return to your home again, that you will not enjoy our presence as you would have done had we not been so long separated. I know that home scenes are not so fresh in your memory as when you first left. Perhaps it is better that they should not be. Your absence is unavoidable, and I would not have the memory of home ever before you so as to cause your thoughts to be gloomy, for a soldier needs animation, not gloom. Yet I do not wish to think that time or distance should make you love us less than you did when you were with us.
Though sometimes melancholy, Nancy's letters are mostly newsy, a little gossipy, and even playful.
You say that for 50 cents you will give me your photograph. As these are war times and money scarce, I will not agree to your terms. But I will give you 50 kisses payable on sight. If you agree to my proposition, send on your picture. If not, let me know the very least you will take for it, and perhaps we can make a trade.
John Mann survived the war and brought Nancy's letters home with him. You can read them online or at the Special Collections Research Center in Morris Library, where you can view an exhibit of our Civil War letters through the end of May.
That's Aaron Lysik and Judy Simpson with SIU's Morris Library. Letters from Liberty, the correspondence between John Mann and his wife Nancy, are available to read online or at the Special Collections Research Center through the end of the month. Liberty, Illinois, in Randolph County, was eventually renamed Rockwood following the Civil War. Southern Illinois Wonders is produced in collaboration with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. More information online at www.prairie.org. I'm Jeff Williams.